Good afternoon. High pressure building in from southern Canada will dominate the weather picture for today with abundant sunshine, warm temperatures, low humidity, and a light northwest breeze. Temperatures will average in the lower to mid-80s for afternoon highs today. A thunderstorm complex well out to our west will be monitored overnight tonight and into tomorrow. Skies will be partly cloudy for a while tonight. Then we run the risk at a couple of passing showers, maybe a rumble of thunder towards sunrise tomorrow as the decaying system out to the west works its way toward us. Temperatures will be back into the 60s as the humidity climbs. More humidity in the air tomorrow with early morning showers and maybe a thunderstorm. And then as that upper-level disturbance approaches from the west, we'll see another round of showers and thunderstorms fire for the middle of the day. Some of these storms could be strong to severe for our region with gusty winds and hail. Temperatures will be in the middle 80s for highs. This will sweep through from west to east during the middle of the day, so we'll have gradually clearing skies tomorrow late in the afternoon with a return to sunshine. High pressure will dominate, keeping it dry on Wednesday and Thursday. Mostly sunny Wednesday afternoon near 80, and near 80 with a mix of sun and clouds on Thursday. A deep trough of low pressure will then begin to enter the picture for Friday and into the weekend. While it will not be raining the entire time, this cool pool of air will bring us at least the chance of a few scattered showers and thunderstorms all 3 days, while keeping temperatures at or below seasonal averages and generally in the mid-70s through the upcoming weekend. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of an enhanced risk of severe thunderstorms from the mid and upper Mississippi Valley eastward into lower Michigan. After a morning thunderstorm complex moves through, storm redevelopment will occur later in the afternoon over the western Great Lakes. The strength of deep layer shear coupled with a very strong to extremely buoyant low-level environment will promote explosive updraft development and a supercellular mode early in the storm life cycle. All severe hazards will be possible today with this activity, including significant hail, wind, and even a few tornadoes. Further storm development along the front will favor a transition to a mixed mode and probably yield a wind and hail threat becoming the more predominant mode with time. Storms should move downstream and into the southern and lower Great Lakes states overnight, with the primary risk being isolated large hail and wind. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 122 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 30 at Charlestown, Nevada. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny in the upper 80s, Boston partly sunny near 80, and in Buffalo mostly sunny with highs in the mid to upper 70s. The average high temperature in Albany today 80 degrees, the average low 59. The record high 95 set in 1954, and the record low 37 in 1940. Sunrise this morning was at 5:17 a.m., sunset this evening 8:37 p.m., 15 hours and 20 minutes of daylight, no change from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny with lower humidity today and highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Partly cloudy with a passing shower or thunderstorm tonight and lows in the upper 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny with lower humidity today and highs in the middle 80s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny with lower humidity today and highs in the lower 80s. Partly cloudy, a passing shower or thunderstorm tonight with lows in the lower 60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny with lower humidity today and highs in the lower to mid-80s. Partly cloudy tonight in the lower to mid-60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Mostly sunny with lower humidity today and highs in the lower to mid-80s. Partly cloudy, a passing shower or thunderstorm tonight with lows in the lower to mid-60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, partly sunny, scattered showers and thunderstorms common from the morning into the early afternoon, then drying out with some sun later in the day in the mid-80s. Mostly sunny Wednesday around 80, a mix of sun and clouds, upper 70s on Thursday, and partly to mostly cloudy Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, with the risk for a few showers and thunderstorms each day, and highs in the middle 70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.